Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, February 7th. The good news keeps coming for Columbine Middle School in Montrose. School officials learned that Columbine Middle School will represent the Montrose County School District at the Apple Global Summit this year. Apple Computers hosts the Global Summit each year, inviting schools from around the world to participate in a symposium about technology and using technology in schools. The Montrose County School District is the only district in Colorado to have a school selected to attend the event, and Columbine will be one of 36 schools in the country that was invited. All the other schools are from around the world. KVNF News spoke with Columbine Middle School Principal Ben Stevenson on Tuesday, and he talked about the honor.
Last year we became an Apple Distinguished School, and from there they invited schools who were Apple Distinguished to apply for it, and we applied and we got in. There's not that many Apple Distinguished schools in the world, so it is a pretty big honor. We're pretty excited about it.
The Global Summit brings together some of the best schools in the world and talks about new ways to use technology in the classroom. Stevenson and his technology coach will represent Columbine at the event. The summit will be in Chicago, Illinois, this May.
It's 3 days of talking about how technology is being used in your classroom or your school, and then gaining some insight on how other schools are using technology in their schools to help students learn.
The news just added to the good year Columbine is already having. A new building housing the school is set to open in August, and Stevenson said the work at the new facility is on schedule and will be a significant improvement upon the older building.
It's going great. We're right on schedule and everything's going great. It's going to be an amazing building, so we're really excited. Columbine's been a great school for a lot of years, but you know, after 60 years of all the students and staff and community using it, it just really was time, and it's going to be great for the community.
Leaders in the Colorado Senate are in a position to decide whether to impose some form of punishment against Republican Senator Randy Baumgardner. But as Bensa Berkland reports, the public may never know what consequences he faces.
That's because Capitol rules keep the process secret. Legislative leaders have just now finally confirmed that a complaint exists after our story first broke more than 2 months ago.
This whole problem has been very secretive for many, many years.
Jeff Roberts is with the Colorado Freedom of Information Coalition, which promotes transparency in government.
There's been a perception that not much has ever really happened when the problems do come up.
So here's how we got to this point. A former legislative aide filed a sexual harassment complaint against Senator Baumgardner last November. She told us he grabbed her buttocks multiple times during the 2016 legislative session. The Independent Employers Council investigated the allegations, but under the General Assembly's harassment policy, the accuser must request the documents in the investigation. In this case, a Senate staffer relayed the contents to the accuser and said the evidence suggests there should be a consequence. But who will decide that, and will it ever be made public? That's not known. Republican Senate President Kevin Grantham says he's still deliberating.
We want to maintain integrity, fairness, confidentiality, and at the end of the day, I'm not sure where this will land. We're still in the middle of it. We'd rather have resolution sooner rather than later, though.
When asked specifically if he'd make the final determination public so people would know what happened,
I can't say one way or the other.
And this is a problem for Jeff Roberts.
If people who work in the Capitol do not ever hear about any consequences, especially when the allegations are found to be credible, they think that, well, you know, people just can continue to get away with it. Perhaps people who are victims would be less likely to even come forward.
According to the Capitol's workplace harassment policy, leadership of the respective body can handle disciplinary action, if any. The key is how the term leadership is defined in the GOP-controlled Senate. Grantham could make any decision alone as the presiding member of the chamber, or the majority and minority leaders could also be included.
To allow both sides, essentially the Democrat and the Republican side, to weigh in on that process. That is what is defined as leadership, the top brass, if you will.
That's Democratic Senate Assistant Minority Leader Leroy Garcia. He believes the integrity of the process is critical to maintain the confidence and trust of the public.
Part of what we do here is deliberate and talk and respect each other's opinions and listen to each other. That's a big part of being in the Senate and in the House and representing people's voices. And I would be leery of one singular voice in either chamber saying that they, he or she, believes that that should be the ultimate say.
When asked whether all three would make the decision, Grantham wouldn't say. Many inside the Capitol, including the governor, say there must be teeth in the harassment policy and real consequences when allegations of bad behavior are credible. The state is hiring an HR person and an outside consultant to recommend changes. And lawmakers, aides, interns, and staffers are also attending harassment training. But it's not enough for former intern Megan Creedon.
You could do a million trainings and bring a million people in to try to make it better. But until people start actually being held accountable, no one that actually is going to make those offenses is going to take it very seriously.
Last November, Creedon told us that Senator Baumgartner repeatedly pressured her to drink with him alone in his office in 2016, and that he made an inappropriate sexual comment before a Senate committee hearing. Creedon has not filed a formal complaint, but says she hasn't ruled it out.
So I'm hoping this is kind of, I guess, just a push that everyone needs to take this issue seriously, because it's obviously a very serious issue.
As for Baumgartner, his punishment could range from nothing to more training to being removed from his committee chairmanships, or he could be expelled from the Senate chamber entirely. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Finally today, in a story we've been following with the High Country News, starting on April 18th, permits will be required year-round for camping in the vicinity of Conundrum Hot Springs. The Conundrum Hot Springs permit zone includes all of Conundrum Creek Valley from Silver Dollar Pond to Triangle Pass and includes the popular Conundrum Hot Springs. Overnight campers will be required to make reservations in advance for campsites in the permit zone. Initially, 17 campsites will be available for reservation. 3 additional campsites will be added in the summer for a total of 20 campsites. Permits will be available for reservation starting at 8 a.m. Mountain Time on April 18th. Details for how to reserve a permit are available by visiting recreation.gov and searching Conundrum Hot Springs Permit. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.